Hi and welcome to the second Commonwealth Bank episode of Home Buying Know-How. I'm Andrew and in this episode, I'll be covering the decision-making process that's involved when you start considering a mortgage. You know, getting a foot in the home ownership door can be extremely difficult. The good news is there's a lot of help available to get you off the rental roundabout. First off, let's look at more effective ways of getting a deposit together quickly. Most mortgage lenders will recommend that you save as much as you can, at least 20% of the cost of the property you buy. So a regular savings plan and a high interest account, such as a term deposit account or an online savings account, will go a long way in getting you on your way. There are also a lot of rebates and exemptions available to first home buyers. The federal government's First Home Owners Grant, for instance, will give your finances a boost if you haven't had a mortgage before. And then there are other rebates and exemptions available too. These vary from state to state. Just ask your home loan lender, conveyancer or solicitor about what assistance you may be eligible to receive. The next step is working out your mortgage affordability. This means looking closely at your existing expenses and income. How much do your household and car bills generally cost you? What do you spend on weekly shopping? How much money do you need to tuck away for holidays or unexpected expenses? And of course, how much is there owing on other loans and credit cards? Remember, the less money you owe elsewhere, the better position you'll be in for a home loan. Why not take a look at the How Much Can I Borrow calculator and the Home Loan calculator on the Commonwealth Bank Home Loan Know-How website and work out your borrowing power? Just go to combank.com.au/know-how. And keep in mind, when working out your calculations, experiment with a few different interest rates. In fact, it's recommended that you build a decent buffer zone into your interest rate calculations. That way, you'll always be prepared should the rates take a hike. When you're at the planning stage, it's vital that you don't even consider overcommitting yourself. Also, you need to take into account all the additional fees and expenses. Stamp duty is the most expensive of these, and the cost varies from state to state. But generally, the larger your mortgage, the higher the stamp duty. You'll have to think about mortgage rates duty as well, along with mortgage registration and establishment fees, legal fees for conveyancing, title search fees, building and pest inspection fees, a registration fee for the transfer of land, and of course, removalists. You may also be required to pay lender's mortgage insurance if your deposit is under 20% of the property value. But what if all your money is tied up in a term deposit account or an expensive asset? Well, you may want to take out a deposit bond or deposit guarantee. This will provide you with a deposit while you are waiting on the money you have tied up. And it's remarkably low in cost. Just ask your lender or mortgage broker for more details. Another option is to buy a property with your family or friends. But make sure you consider the ramifications of someone pulling out or not meeting their repayments further down the track. You don't want to be left holding the whole basket yourself. Well, that's it for this episode of Home Buying Know-How. I hope you've enjoyed it. In the next episode, I'll be looking at, well, looking, all the really exciting aspects of buying a home. Home Buying Know-How has been brought to you by the Commonwealth Bank. I'm Andrew. Thanks for tuning in.